Unleavened Bread Ministries presents Hidden Manna for the End Time with your host, David Eales.
Hello, friends. This is David Eales. God bless you and thank you for joining us. We have some very important revelations to share with you that were shared with me over the last 30-something years, sometimes in word of knowledge or word of wisdom. They are very, I'll say, untraditional, but you should expect that in these days. The traditions of men have been making of no effect the Word of God. And these revelations will help you to cooperate with God in the time to come in manifesting His Son in you and in understanding the things that are going on around you and the great purpose that God has for these end times. May God give you eyes to see and ears to hear, so that these will be a great blessing unto you. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You may hear some things here that are not fitting with your traditions. God bless you.
Part 38, Fall of America, Rise of the Saints.
Revelation chapter 18 and 24, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that have been slain upon the earth. Again, we're talking about America here. Demetri had the angel appear to him and tell him that this harlot was America. America is leading the nations and leading the nations in the direction of bringing both natural and spiritual Israel under and into persecution and tribulation. Jeremiah 25:15-26. For thus saith the Lord, take this cup of the wine of wrath at my hand. In the text, he's talking about bringing Babylon against the nations, to conquer the nations. This is the wrath that he's sending to the nations in the text, the destruction by Babylon. And cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it, and they shall drink and reel to and fro and be mad. You wonder why at the end of the tribulation period the 10 kings rise up as the heads of all the nations of the earth and come against the harlot and destroy her and burn her with fire. Well, here it tells you why. It says they're going to be mad because of this cup of the wrath that Babylon, as a type of the United States, is going to bring to the world. And we are just looking at the beginnings of this. This thing's going to snowball. It's going to keep getting worse. Because of the sword that I will send among them, then took I the cup and made all the nations to drink, to wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah. They're going to feel the pain and the brunt of this and the war of this too. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and all the mingled people, and the kings of the land of Uz, which was Jordan. Notice Jordan's in this too, right? And all the kings of the Philistines, Ascalon, and Gaza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod. These are Palestinian peoples, you see. And Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, their land is the land of Jordan. And all the kings of Tyre and the kings of Sidon, which is Lebanon. We haven't seen Lebanon have much to do with this war yet, but they will. Dedan and Tema and Booz, which is Jordan. And all the kings of Arabia, that's Saudi Arabia. And all the kings of the mingled peoples that dwell in the wilderness, that's the nomadic tribes that don't necessarily have nations. And all the kings of Zimri, which is Syria. You want to know if the United States is going to go after Syria? That's a fact. And all the kings of Elam, which is Iran. You want to know if America is going to be involved in a war with Iran? Yes, they will. And all the kings of the Medes, which is the Kurds. And all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another. And all the kingdoms of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, that's the beast kingdom. And what is America trying to do? Is drag all those nations into a war, into the Middle East, doing everything they can to bribe them to go in there. And the king of Shishak, which is another name for Babylon, as a type of the United States, shall drink after them. So after conquering all these nations and keeping them under for 7 years, then Babylon will fall after the 7-year tribulation. This vision was received by Dr. Samuel Doctorian in 1998 on the Isle of Patmos. An angel appeared to him and said, "Harvest time has come in Israel and the countries all the way to Iran. I saw those countries in a few split seconds, all of Turkey and those, I believe it was, Middle Eastern countries here, that have refused me and refused my message of love shall hate each other and kill one another. And I saw an angel raise the sickle and come down on all of the Middle Eastern countries. I saw Iran, which was Persia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, all of Georgia, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, and all of Asia Minor full of blood. And I saw fire, nuclear weapons used in many of those countries." You want to know what's going to cause the world to put the dragon together? Well, stop and think about it. What has caused the world to make one world orders before? World War I put the fear in people so that they decided we need to make a man of peace. So they made the League of Nations. And after the League of Nations, it was such a failure that World War II came along. And after World War II, they decided they needed to give a little teeth to their League of Nations, so they created the United Nations. Okay? Every time terrible wars happen, they decide to make a new world order. And now, the dragon's coming. But he's coming because of all these nations that America is going to stir up because the terrorists are stirring up America. And so, what we see here is what is going to bring the new world order. That's what we see. Nuclear weapons will be fired in many of those nations, and the world will fear. Why will the U.S. do this, and what will be the results? Habakkuk also talks about the fall of Babylon as a type of America. "For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation that marcheth through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs." Think about it, folks. We've got to have God's opinion about these wars and what's going on. Patriotism can cloud your thinking, you know, because we're on America's side. Remember, patriotism was in Germany at the time of Hitler. The churches sided with him because of patriotism. All nations have patriotism. It's not a Christian spirit, folks. You know, our allegiance is to the Lord God. The Holy Spirit would have us have his opinion. Jonah had a problem because he didn't have God's opinion, right? Well, our opinion should be that this is a bitter and hasty nation, and we know why they're bitter and hasty, but they're going to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. Why bitter and hasty? Well, Muslim terrorists will continue to strike the United States, leading them on a rabbit chase through many nations. Many Americans blame radical Muslims for such attacks as the Murrah building. Well, I do. I believe that they had something to do with that. Flight 800, there were like 900 people saw it get hit with a missile. So, and they tried to cover it up for the sake of the economy. But it happened. And the Bible code does say that it was shot down by a missile too. And West Nile virus, they're blaming that on Saddam Hussein. So, I mean, you can see why the United States is being motivated. The people are getting behind the government to go over there and do this thing. And it's going to continue. The indictment below is painted on the side of an Iraqi building by U.S. forces. Why we are here. And their reasoning was the Marine barracks in Beirut, Pan Am Flight 103 in Lockerbie, World Trade Center, Khobar Towers in Dharamsa, the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, the U.S. coal, the World Trade Center in New York, Pentagon, United Airlines Flight 93, the terrorists keep hitting, and America is now ready to go out and go into foreign lands and do these things. And by the way, 9-1-1 stirred people up to get right behind the government. Yeah, we need to go do this. Yeah, we need to do it. But now people are getting a little apathetic about it, you see, backing off. So what's the next thing that's going to come? Another attack. And then everybody will be behind them again to go and do it again. And far worse, biological and nuclear atrocities are coming at the hands of terrorists in America. Far worse. Millions are going to die at their hands. And that's what's going to drive America to be that bitter and hasty nation that marcheth through the breadth of the earth. The following description of Babylon's attack on the Middle East is also a good description of the United States' war against Afghanistan and Iraq, and following that, it's going to be a good example of that. In Habakkuk 1 and 8, their horses are also swifter than leopards, they are fiercer than the evening wolves, their horsemen press proudly on, yea, their horsemen come from far, they fly as an eagle, that's right, as an eagle, that hasteth to devour. They come all of them for violence, and the set of their faces is forwards, and they gather captives as the sand. Remember in Iraq and Afghanistan how they gathered captives as the sand. And he scoffeth at kings, and princes are a derision unto him. He derideth every stronghold. They did. They've cast down every stronghold they've come to so far. And he heapeth up dust and taketh it. I can, in my mind, I see the pictures of the bombings that they did in Afghanistan and Iraq and the dust that flew, and it just really fits the picture. Then shall he sweep by as a wind and shall pass over and be guilty. Notice that. God says that Babylon, as a type of the United States, is guilty. Even he whose might is his God. You can't kill hundreds of thousands of people without being guilty. I don't care what reasoning you give. Think about our Christian reasoning that we're supposed to have. You cannot do that without being guilty. And you cannot sow that without reaping that. That's the whole point. He whose might is his God, they weren't going over there to conquer China or Russia. They went over there to conquer nations they could conquer, and they knew it. See? So might is right, right? See, they're not listening to God. We're the ones that have to listen to God for them. We have to bring the gospel to them. We have to help them to have a renewed mind of the Spirit. Most of the church doesn't. Most of the church is right in there with them, behind them, to go kill. Go kill. This is the way. This is the way to save us. But the Bible says, if a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies to be at peace with him. God's got a better way. And in a way that wouldn't cause us to be guilty. Speaking of Babylon as a type of the United States, God says, in the same text, yea, moreover, wine is treacherous, a haughty man that keepeth not at home, who enlargeth his desire as Sheol, and he is as death and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations. That's America, folks. And heapeth unto him all peoples. Shall not all these take up a parable against him and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe unto him that increaseth that which is not his? How long? Well, we know how long. We just saw how long. They're going to do it, and they're going to bring the nations under and keep them under for 7 years. That harlot's going to ride that beast for 7 years. And that ladeth himself with pledges. Well, every time America goes into another land, they laid themselves with pledges from the nations of the UN that will join with them. They bribe them any way they can bribe them to go in there with them as a coalition. This time it was very obvious. And so they went into Afghanistan and Iraq, and the rest of the nations, they're going to do the same thing. That's why she's a harlot. She thinks she can bribe everybody. You know, the U.S. is taking these lands in order to be delivered from these attacks and the possibility of far worse. And Habakkuk tells us about this. Woe unto him that getteth an evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the hand of evil. Take these lands, then we don't have to worry about them fighting against us, right? That's the idea. But God calls them guilty for doing this. He said, thou hast devised shame to thy house by cutting off many peoples, hundreds of thousands of people since Iraq, you know, since Afghanistan, and has sinned against thy soul. Although God is using the United States to chasten the Muslim nations, who are, by the way, chastening Christians and Jews all around the world and killing or all around the world, they're still guilty for doing this. He's using them as a vessel of dishonor, not as a vessel of honor. Because vessels of honor in the New Testament, as you know, don't do these things, and they don't kill people. After the 7 years of captivity, the conquered nations will rise up to destroy and plunder the United States. For they that live by the sword shall die by the sword. Verse 7, Shall not they rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booty unto them, that is, plunder unto them. Because thou hast plundered many nations, all the remnants of the peoples, literally that's what the book of Revelation says, all the remnants of the peoples shall plunder thee. Habakkuk is in agreement with Revelation. Because of men's blood, and for the violence done to the land and to the city and to all that dwell therein. That's God's opinion about what America is doing. Covert war to weaken the United States for destruction. There are three major Muslim groups that are given credit for destroying Babylon is the United States. Jeremiah 51, make sharp the arrows, hold firm the shields. The Lord has stirred up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his purpose is against Babylon to destroy it. Can you imagine that there will come a time that God's purpose will be to destroy America? Because America is going to do exactly what Babylon did to the people of God. That's why. God gave the people of God into the hand of Babylon for persecution, but then, when he was through with that persecution, he destroyed Babylon. His purpose is against Babylon to destroy it, for it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. See, God is going to take vengeance on Babylon because of what they did to his temple. They destroyed his temple. And we are the temple now. The beast is going to make war on the saints. And who's at the head of the beast? Who is the head of gold on the image of the beast of all nations? America. The Medes, among whom are the modern-day Kurds, are found in Turkey and Iraq and Iran and Syria and Armenia and Pakistan and Afghanistan and beyond. Very spread out group of people. Isaiah 21, 2, another group of people. The treacherous man dealeth treacherously, the destroyer destroyeth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. Elam was the father of the Persians and is found in Iran and Afghanistan and beyond, and also allied with the Medes to destroy Babylon. And another large Muslim group, Arabs, they ambushed the plains and the World Trade Towers. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 51, set up a standard against the walls of Babylon, prepare the ambushes. It's really strange that the word ambushes here is the Hebrew word Arab. And so, and exactly what they did is ambush the United States, and they're not through yet. An Arab means to lurk or lie in wait for. It kind of fits them to the T, doesn't it? Verse 13, O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, the measure of thy covetousness. These terrorist groups are ambushing the United States over and over to bring down the economy and to weaken her for a final ambush by a Russian-led confederacy of nations. The ancient bear of the Medes and the Persians, now a major Muslim people in our day, are uniting with the modern bear of Russia to conquer the Babylonish lion with eagle's wings. And this is going to perfectly repeat history. Early on my birthday, February the 4th, 1998, I awoke, and as soon as my eyes opened, I was staring through my ceiling and out into the sky. And I saw a nice blue sky. And I saw written up there in the sky a symbol, and it was written with very dense clouds, the symbol was. And what I saw at first, I thought it was the hammer and sickle of Russia. And instead, as I looked at it more closely, I saw that the sickle did not have a handle on it, and that it was a hammer and a crescent. And you know what a crescent is, right? It's on all the Muslim flags, right? And at that time, I knew that Russia was going to make agreement with the Muslims against America. And the vision blinked out, and then it came back in. And when it came back in, it was as if you took an eraser and went around it and erased little places out of it to make it dashed, you know, like a dash all the way around. And I asked the Lord what this meant, and he told me it meant a year and part of a year, solid and partial, a year and part of a year, that the Russians would make an agreement with these Muslims attack America. And by the way, that agreement was just in time to execute, to plan and execute 9-1-1. In fact, on the day of this vision, it was reported that President Yeltsin said that if the U.S. bombed Iraq for stopping the inspections, it could trigger a world war. I don't think anybody understands exactly how right the man was, because that's what we've started on. The world war that we're talking about, of course, is going throughout the Middle East. Okay, we're not talking about what we've been taught, you know, that is that the next world war will be Russia coming down to attack Israel. That's all false. It's all traditions of men. This is the world war that's going to bring the new world order, the one we're in right now. And the Russians at that time were angry, and they're still angry, that they just the other day, Putin was saying when America stuck their nose into what happened in this attack in the school over there, he said, America needs to remember that we still have nuclear missiles. Well, that was very upfront, wasn't it? They're angry that they're being ignored and being given advice as a superpower by America. And as such, they decided to soften up America covertly by using these militant Islam and to war against the economy. And there were many signs of this. I read articles after 9-1-1. I read articles that were translated from the Russian newspapers and about conferences that were happening in Russia, and they were warning all of their people to get their money out of the American stock market because an attack was imminent. An attack that would destroy the economy was imminent. They knew about it before people in America knew about it. The Russians and the Chinese made an agreement to combat the military superiority of the United States. Quote, this was 5 years ago. They made it. They came out and made this statement that that's why they made an agreement with one another. And they are using the militant Muslims to war against the United States, and they're going to remain relatively safe from retribution because they're doing it covertly. And it was the Chinese, by the way, that came up with the World Trade Center idea. The Chinese military manual named Unrestricted Warfare was translated by the CIA 3 years before 9-1-1, and it said, whether it be the intrusions of hackers, and they are attacking our economy through this means right now, the intrusions of hackers, a major explosion of the World Trade Center, or a bombing attack by bin Laden, all of these greatly exceed the frequency bandwidths understood by the American military. Isn't that something? Two of those were joined together, the attack on the World Trade Center and a bombing by bin Laden. And they think that the Americans can't understand this. Well, after they translated unrestricted warfare, they at least did then. Admiral Thomas Moore, former Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, said that unrestricted warfare reveals China's game plan in its coming war with America. And Major General John Singlob, former Joint Chiefs chairman, said, the 9-1-1 attacks may just be the beginning. Many terrorist nations and groups will try to imitate this operation, and China's war book, Unrestricted Warfare, will be their text. Brian McAdam is a former Canadian Foreign Service officer who worked with the FBI to identify 3,000 U.S. companies that are fronts for the China Secret Service or have financial links to Al-Qaeda. And he said, only now are Western intelligence agencies becoming aware of the links that the China Secret Service has with drugs, money laundering, and the support it provides for terrorists. They're never going to dry these people up, folks. They're going through all the normal channels to try to dry these people up, but the superpowers are behind them. They're not going to dry them up. And he said that we're talking about billions of dollars going into their hands. Senior PLA Colonel Zhu Junping, who defected to the United States in 2000, described meetings between bin Laden and the China Secret Service to discuss their investment plans. And Richard Hansen, who spied for the KGB, sold the Promise software, which is used by U.S. intelligence, to the Russians, who sold it to bin Laden, enabling them to secretly move money. So they're letting these people do all the dirty work and sitting back and letting it go. U.S. over the U.N. will make a 7-year covenant. Listen to this. And you know what we've heard over the years, but it is the U.S. over the UN that's going to make this covenant. And in the U.S., there will be a civil war. We're going to talk about both of these. People have asked me many times, I see the seven-year covenant in Daniel. Where is it in the book of Revelation? Well, it's the seven heads and the 10 horns. The first 3.5 years in Revelation 12, the second 3.5 years in Revelation 13. There's your seven-year covenant. It is all nations joined together. They're going to make a covenant. And it's going to be staged. You see, the dragon comes first, and then the beast. And the dragon has seven heads with the crowns on the heads. That means God is giving dominion to these ethnic groups that vote, block vote in the UN. But that's all going to change in the middle of the tribulation. The crowns are no longer on the heads. The crowns are on the 10 horns, which are the 10 kings, which are the 10 continental divisions of the earth. You see, their plan, if you've looked at the Constitution for the Federation of Earth, it's very neat. Their plan is to redivide the earth, not along national boundaries, because nationalism causes patriotism, causes wars. Patriotism is not a Christian spirit. It causes wars all over the earth, okay? And also, nations tend to divide along religious boundaries too. And they want to do away with all those boundaries and redivide and throw people in with people that they normally would not be thrown in with, you see. So they decided, according to the Constitution of the Federation of Earth, is to stage in this new world order, this actually, it's a revived Roman Empire, and is coming in two stages, the dragon and then the beast. That's what they said in there. They didn't call it that, but that's exactly what it is. Because the beast comes in with the 10 kings in authority. They're staging it in, just like they've promised. The U.S. harlot, this new world order is going to be the U.S. harlot over the U.N. beast, over the U.R. false prophet. And this makes a one world order, not only with all the nations, but all the religions of the world. I don't know if you studied the U.R., but it's very interesting. You can look it up on the internet if you want. But basically what they're doing is gathering together all the religions of the world into a one world agreement in order to advise the UN on how to keep the world together without war. Does that sound familiar? Exactly what's happened in history. Constantine, who was the king of the Holy Roman Empire of his day, he gathered all the religions of the world together, sit at his little round table, keep peace among these people, make a religion that doesn't offend anybody out there. And in doing this, his idea was to make peace in his kingdom. And as you know, that one world religion ultimately became the Catholic Church, which means universal religion.
This series by David Eales will be continued on our next broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more information and materials, go to www.americaslastdays.com.